With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Tensions are high between the United States and European allies over Greenland. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
As the president heads to an economic summit in Switzerland, he's facing a wall of opposition from longtime European allies over his desire to take over Greenland. EU, French, Canadian, and other leaders have spoken forcefully and bluntly against the idea, but Donald Trump doesn't seem fazed.
I think that we will work something out where NATO is going to be very happy and where we're going to be very happy.
When asked how far he'll go to acquire Greenland, the president said,
"You'll find out."
Greg Clugston, the White House.
Israeli forces have bulldozed the United Nations Relief and Works Agency's offices in East Jerusalem.
With dozens of police and security personnel on site, this East Jerusalem neighborhood is echoing to the sound of the heavy machinery tearing into the UNRWA compound that has stood here for decades. A statement from Israel's Ministry of Foreign Affairs says Israel owns the land on which this compound stands and repeats the claim that its employees in Gaza participated in the October the 7th attacks. The UN says its premises are protected under international conventions, and while it admits that 9 UNRWA staff may have been involved on October the 7th, it says Israel hasn't provided any evidence for its claim that the agency's been more widely infiltrated.
BBC correspondent John Sudworth reporting. Witness testimony has ended in the trial of a former Uvalde, Texas school police officer accused of failing in his duty to stop a gunman in the critical first minutes of the 2022 Robb Elementary School attack. Closing arguments are scheduled Wednesday before the jury begins deliberations. This is SRN News. The vice president is going to the March for Life. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Organizers say that J.D. Vance will speak at the big event this Friday, where tens of thousands of pro-lifers from across the country will make the annual pilgrimage to Washington. March for Life President Jenny Lichter says, quote, "The vice president's presence underscores the importance of this iconic event and the centrality of the pro-life movement to a healthy conservative coalition. We are honored that he will join us." Michael Harrington reporting.
The new head of the New York City Council has a plan to reduce anti-Semitism in the Big Apple. Amongst other things, Julie Menin wants a 100-foot buffer zone established around all synagogues and Jewish schools to keep protesters at a distance. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has already offered a buffer zone proposal, but it would only establish a 25-foot limit. This is SRN News. A tariff threat sends stocks plunging.
Stocks sank on Wall Street after President Donald Trump threatened to hit 8 European countries with new tariffs as tensions escalate over his attempts to assert American control over Greenland. The S&P 500 fell 2.1% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 870 points. That's about 1.8%. The Nasdaq Composite slumped 2.4%. Yields on long-term treasuries rose. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note climbed to 4.29%. In global markets, indexes closed mostly lower in Europe and Asia. Seth Sutel, New York.
President Trump said Saturday that he would charge a 10% import tax starting in February on goods from the 8 European nations. European markets also fell while gold prices surged. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.